This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Community members packed the hearing room of the Regulatory Commission of Alaska Wednesday morning in Anchorage. They pushed for consistent gas pricing from NSTAR in response to a recent big jump in rates. KSKA's Ann Hillman attended the public hearing and filed this report.
About 90 people filled the seats and stood in the hallway to tell the Regulatory Commission their concerns about NSTAR's recent rate increase. The company is charging about 50% more for each unit of gas they sell from July to September. Resident Terry Saldana says she wants to know why.
I understand that, you know, prices are going to fluctuate and go up and down, but 40% to a newly retired person has a great impact on my budget.
Carolyn Gardner testified before the commission. She says she's mad and she wants the commission to fix the volatility in prices.
I think they should reconsider the okay of it. I mean, it's a ridiculously high increase.
The RCA approved the increase in June. NSTAR representatives spoke before the commission and explained the jump in prices, called the gas cost adjustment. Basically, NSTAR overcollected money from customers in the first quarter and then undercollected in the second quarter. NSTAR is not legally allowed to profit from selling gas. In the past, the natural gas company only adjusted their rates once per year. Now, they do it every 3 months because they have different types of contracts to buy gas from the producers, like Hilcorp and Buccaneer. NSTAR spokesman John Sims says that to make the rates more consistent throughout the year, they have to ask the RCA to change the rules that regulate how much they can charge for gas.
So that's one of the things we're going to look at. We're going to look at how that might impact our gas supply contracts, how it could impact our deliveries, and also how it could impact the customers.
Sim says, in the meantime, customers can use NSTAR's budget billing system. Then, their bill would be exactly the same every month. During the hearing, the RCA discussed the possible need to investigate the way NSTAR determines their gas cost adjustment. In the end, they decided to give NSTAR a few weeks to fix the volatility problem on their own. They will take up the issue again at the end of August. The estimated average cost of natural gas for 2014 will be slightly higher than it was in 2013, but it's still much lower than in 2009. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.
The Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group has asked the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to stop all commercial fishing on the river and in Kuskokwim Bay. The group of stakeholders who advise fisheries managers say the numbers of fish returning to spawn are so low, every fish is precious, and they say subsistence needs have not been met. Department of Fish and Game officials say if there is a harvestable surplus, it would be a disservice to commercial fishermen if the department did not provide a harvesting opportunity. The villages of Lower Kalskag and Napaimut have requested a return to federal management of the fisheries. Canadian environmental officials have given provisional approval to a large open-pit copper, silver, gold, and molybdenum mine planned for an area northeast of Ketchikan. Canadian officials state the KSM project is not likely to cause significant adverse environmental effects given the mitigation measures to be put into effect. The mine is expected to produce 2 billion tons of tailings, the rock left over after valuable minerals are removed. The report outlines plans for storage of tailings behind an earthen dam and a treatment plant for tailings runoff. However, a press release citing representatives of the Tlingit and Haida Central Council, the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, Rivers Without Borders, and a sport fishing company names numerous problems with the project. They're concerned acid runoff would need to be treated for some 200 years to keep it from entering the Unuk River and other waterways. They say polluted mine water from the KSM will damage salmon and other fish that spend part of their lives in Alaska waters. They worry a catastrophic dam collapse could destroy extensive areas of habitat. And they say there's no guarantee that the people promising to protect the environment will be around when they're most needed. A public comment period on the 33,000-page document is open until August 20th. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.